Hi, everybody. This is Christine. I'll be with you in just a few more minutes. And I have a comment from Lori. Hi, Lori. How are you? It's so good to connect with you again. And so far, this is the only person I see on here yet. So if anybody else is on the webinar, if you could please refresh or write in a comment in the box there, that would be great. I just want to make sure everything is working well here before we get started. Beautiful. It looks like the webinar interface is working tonight. I'm very, very happy to see this. I'll wait just a couple more minutes for everybody to arrive, and I'll start very soon. And again, we'll wait just a couple more minutes and then we'll begin. There are many people tonight who have never met me or worked with me, so I'm trying to wait just a couple more minutes so that we can do a thorough introduction. As if that's possible over the phone very briefly, but it's so nice that everybody's come together tonight for the energy and the communion with these beautiful source energies that are just so waiting for us to say yes to them. I've been doing these initiations and this kind of source connections for many, many years. And recently, I guess the last couple years, I started calling them evolutionary initiations because we are so being pushed by life, by the changes here. And there's just so much happening. I'm sure that everybody or almost everybody has been feeling what's been going on. It's just been astounding in terms of the beauty, the incredible beauty of the energies that are lifting and opening our fields to receive something even greater and bigger than we've ever been able to touch before within ourselves, and to have this beautiful connection with the universe now. It is an evolution. It's an evolution not only of our own so-called little world, which is not little at all, but our personal life, but also of the collective and collective of humanity, the earth herself, the plants and animals even, the very ethers that create the world are changing. There are amazing shifts that have been going on magnetically with all the planets and in our solar system with our sun. There's been tremendous solar flares, and the energies are just getting so much more and more heightened. And because of this, some of us are feeling rather excited and or pushed to our limits. And the reason that this is happening is because the electromagnetic grids of the planet and the solar system, the galaxy, everything is aligning differently. And the core of them and their relationship is changing. And because of this, our bodies feel this, of course, because we are at oneness with this grand design of which we are integrally a crucial, beautiful part of. Sometimes we might forget that. We might go into isolation thinking or any kind of the patterning that's left within us that has not been upgraded yet or cleared out, anything that's still in our bodies, in our cells, in our karmic memories, in our personal life memories, our ancestral memories. And because we are electromagnetically based within our physiology and our soul levels and our electromagnetic signature of that which we base our personal life from. It's the way that we connect with the planet. It's the way we connect with nature and the life force that is truly us. We are that life force. It's an amazing, amazing time to remember and to augment our connection with this life force and to allow the interpenetration of this within our souls, our bodies, our minds, and our lives. And, of course, this is very much shifting our reality. So one of the reasons that we're bringing these initiations back to the forefront again with some of our work is that this is one of the fastest, safest, most sacred ways that I have ever seen, and I've heard reports from others who agree with this, who have discovered these and received them themselves through us or perhaps other people, although these are personally given to me through my own guidance system and my own soul knowingness. At any rate, the reason we're bringing these forward to what we offer in the world again is because they are so valuable and they are so they're so helpful in not only helping us awaken, but also they clear our old patterning. They clear our old structures so that our new light can help us create our new life. Because when we are more in balance with oneness, when we are more in balance with the greater, higher frequencies of creation, and when we allow ourselves to literally embody this as the forefront of our experience, where we have more energy, literally our Shakti circuits get ignited, our sacred womb gets ignited, our Kundalini very safely gets to open and breathe more. All of this comes through our lives. So we're able to manifest better. We're able to have better communication because we don't have things in our way anymore. We're not trying to protect our limited ego anymore. We could care less. It's just not even on the table. Very little of it is left to defend because we recognize as we become ourselves, all we have to do is live as ourselves. All falls in place, and all will be given to us according to our nature and that which is to come into our lives as us at this time. So that's a very brief introduction into metaphysics and why we're offering what we call these evolutionary initiations at this point in time. Of course, since, I think it was 1987 was a harmonic convergence, and this was so catalytic what happened there. It was as if the fabric of the old stuckness, the old matrix, was opened, and things were allowed to come in that we hadn't been able to touch before. And we slowly, and for some, kind of in a fast way, especially in comparison to where we were, which was we would have to slog through all the karmic stuff for, it seemed like, ad infinitum, forever, lifetime after lifetime, until we could shift a little and open a little and find our way and find our placement more. Yes? And so it's been getting exponentially faster and faster every single year with the changes that are happening to our biology, to our esoteric anatomy, to the number of dimensions that we are able to more and more touch and be open to. And because of this, our intuition has blossomed, perhaps. For some people, they might have had to meet some more difficult things in their lives. For some, it might have meant that certain patternings around, say, money or taking care of oneself or standing up for oneself or being kind to others, or losing judgment, or needing to uproot from something that felt nice or did not feel nice, but still that sense that there was this change that just came and had its way with us. Yes? It's almost like that. It's just this sense more and more that we are not really in charge. The little mind is not in charge. And it had a good run for its money. It had a beautiful a run here of the mind being dominant in life, the mind being the source that we would turn to when we were in a quandary or wanted an intuitive hit, or to contact that knowledge base and compare this situation now with every single situation in the past so that we could draw conclusions of how to act now. This is one of the main things that we are now shifting and changing with these heightened initiatory availabilities to ourselves, is the sense that we know from now on we do not need our mind to be the one in control of our decision-making or our lives, our self-impressions, our impressions of others, our choice if we want to move to here or there, things like that. Or if you're, say you're single and you're wishing for a relationship and a person comes into your view and you go, ooh, could that person be a good person for me? And then you go, well, he looks like so-and-so and he forgot to call that once like so-and-so. And, well, he's this or that. And then you just notice your energy drop. This is always a good way to tell when we're using the mind. Is your energy dropping as you are cross-referencing in your mind a very present situation against something that's already happened or is rising to your mind to look at? So this is not to say that there's anything wrong with doing that, but to use that interface as your main way of navigating your reality now is just not going to cut it, because we're being forced to open to a much higher, evolved way of seeing life. Yes. Yes, beautiful. So as soon as we started talking here, the energy has started to run, and it's running very nicely, and I'm very aware that there is a group team with me here giving this talk and helping give this energy for you all. And for right now, I have us all in a... I guess we could call it a lecture mode, where I am just talking, and this is just to hold the energy sacrosanct with the energy without the mind too engaged. And we will open it up later for more spoken questions. And so I'm going to talk just a little tiny bit here about the program, and then I want to get into the energy, so that you can feel the energy of what's happening even more. And I don't know what's going to happen with that yet, because I surrender it all to the moment according to who is on the phone, who is on the webinar, so that they can get the best benefit possible. Do know, if you are on the webinar and there are some webinar people here, that you can type in a question or a comment right now if you would like just saying yes, we're hearing you. That would always be nice. I like that. and also if there's any specific questions. But right now, then, I will launch more into just a little bit about the Module 1, just for some information dissemination here, of the Evolutionary Initiations. And this is the Module 1 out of 3 modules scheduled in a row. You can take just the first one if you wish. And we're calling this Embodied Mastery Program because this is all about embodying the heightened frequency, embodying that which you wish to have, that which you wish to awaken to. You see, it's not just about going out of your body anymore. It hasn't been for a long time, but we're getting more and more ready to literally bring these dimensions into our body. In other words, open our bodies into these beautiful new ways of living that are going to feel so much better. Really amazing. And the reports I get from people, and it also happened for me, is that I feel at home. We feel at home, more at home in our body. There's way more peace in the heart, way more peace in the mind. There's beautiful gifts that open. We remember who we've been. We're not ashamed or afraid anymore to be who we really are and to live spontaneously from this state of love and oneness. And I'll tell you, it is such a beautiful change. And just to say just a little more here, which is that we do have the YouTube videos up with a link from our webpage on those, called Evolutionary Initiations. And so this module is coming up. It's 4 Sundays, 1 to 5:30, plus 4 telecalls or webinars in between these Sundays to give you support and extra attunements that we like to do in between these big shifts, just to keep people very cocooned and comfortable in this. So it starts October 21st, and that's 8 chakras healing and activation. And there's a lot more information about these on the site, and we can talk more about them later. But just to say that we will go through the 7 main chakras of the physical body, plus the thymus center, which is the high heart, and it's exquisite. It is absolutely exquisite. And then we integrate the system and have it integrated with Tara, the heart gem of the earth. It's an extraordinary clearing and also an activation of the higher potential of all your chakras there. The second time, November 4th, Reality Grids Restructuring, which we will be working with the metaphysical grids all through your auric field, your soul, memories, all kinds of things, and how you are placed in the universe so that you can have a brand new upgraded system, because we actually, these grids hold the old systems in place. So we gently and very effectively go in and help you change them. And all the work we do, it's not like we are going in to do something to you. We go towards you with opportunities energetically, and you have the option how deep you want to go with them. And I'll be working with every single person individually during these, whether you're in person in San Rafael, California, or if you're on a telecall or the webinar, okay? November 18th, the third in this series, is DNA of Origin Activation. And this is to activate and reinitiate you into many aspects of your soul DNA, where there's so much waiting for you in celebration for you to reconnect with. This can include all sorts of guide beings, specific gifts of healing or music or anything that's been just waiting to burst forth for you. And then the fourth is December 2nd, and that's Kundalini Activation and the Sacred Marriage. The Kundalini Activation, again, we just very gently touch your field with consciousness, and we know how to activate your sacred channels in a way where we do not put anything foreign in your system, like many Kundalini teachers will do. We don't do any of that. This is very gentle and very powerful at the same time, and it continues to flourish through your system. All of these continue after we are done with those days. And then the sacred marriage is also about the sacred channels of the back, the Sushumna, the Ida, the Pingala, and the sacred marriage, so that the Christ energy of oneness is what really starts to take precedence in your life. So I'm hoping you find that that sounds wonderful, because I am thoroughly thrilled with what I've seen happen and what has happened for me in all of this. So with this spoken, I'm going to give just about a half minute if anybody wants to write in any question before we begin. Please do that, and then we're going to start with a more active meditation and energy dissemination. And I have to wait for a little while, because it takes 18 seconds for you to hear my voice once I've spoken. Yeah. So go ahead and just, however you are the most relaxed, but alert. You might be lying down, and even if you do go to sleep, it's totally fine, because you're still going to get the energies anyway. I've been doing even long-distance work where the person doesn't even hear my voice, and there are great changes that way too, because consciousness is all pervasive. And ultimately, we find out fully and completely, all the way through our personality, that we are that energy. We are that creation. We are that force and that power of joy, of love, and of belonging. So if you are lying down, just get comfortable. And if you're sitting up, please uncross your arms, hands, legs. Please do not try to do any multitasking, or you will not get the energy as beautifully as you could. I want you to be very focused here. So in the name of the Mother, of the Father, of oneness itself, and I call to each of you now that you ask this part of you, this creationary energy that you are, to step forward even more now. That this can touch you, that this can do great things with you, even in this time, this shorter time we have together. Yes. And this is about bringing you forward, ready for the changes that are continuing to happen, because they're going to be speeding up even more. Isn't that amazing? Good. And during this, I'm going to be doing some sound work with my voice, some tones, some kind of sound healing, sound activation, and I will do my best to not do them too loud. I'll be taking my phone way far away from my head, so hopefully it will be fine. Yes. So deepening now. Feel yourself grounded in your body. Please say hello to your beautiful body that carries you. It carries you all the time. And sometimes we forget to recognize it and love it. And deepening even more. Yes. And know that if you can't hear every single word, it's okay. You will still get all the benefit. And please call all the guidance teams that each of you have, the ones that are of Christ light and higher only. And I can feel a couple people have some of their family attached with their field. And if you can lovingly invite yourself to have your own field for just this time, it will be helpful. Yeah, thank you. That's better. Wonderful. Thank you. Great. Ah. That feels better. Yeah. Good. Okay, so what I'm being told is that we should do a little Kundalini activation. Again, this is very gentle. And it's sort of like, you know, if you put your feet on one of those feet vibrators, there's just this little vibration. And that's what we're going to do with a tone and our intention right now, just to start activating your whole body. But again, we're not doing it to your body. We're simply presenting the energies, and you can take them as deep as you want or as lightly as you wish. So you might want to pay attention to your first chakra area or the seat of you when you're sitting in a chair, your sit bones, your buttocks. And just bring your awareness there. And as we're doing this, we're also going to bring some energies in to help clear everybody's field, their aura. And so just please, all you have to do is just say, oh, I let go. I let go. And just give up anything that's been a burden in your mind, your field. Just relax your mind. Know that whatever you're going to do now, you're doing it very well. This is very easy for you to do here. The energies know exactly what to do with you. Good. So I'm going to do a little sound now. Mm-hmm. So perhaps some of you are feeling the energy swirl a little bit. Looks like you are. This is wonderful. Good. And now we're going to ask, we're going to go more into some clearing mode so that we can assist your body's energetics to kind of spring back from an electromagnetic pull it's been feeling for a long time. So we're, in a sense, undoing these rubber bands that have been holding you in this more rigid pattern than you need to be in any longer. And again, just only those things that are ready to move will move, okay? All right, so here comes some more sound, too. Keep letting things come up, and you can focus if there's particular things that have been bothering you lately, especially it feels like some in the first chakra again. Just let those come to mind. There's some first chakra and fourth chakra things, and just say, whoa, you know, I'd love for these to be lifted out of my field, okay? So just let this energy move around for a little bit. Let your beingness integrate this. Sometimes, to me, it looks as though it's like that game Pick Up Sticks, where you pull one out and then everything else has to reorient itself. Good. Good. Okay, and the next thing we're going to do is there's somebody that has a rather... I wouldn't be surprised if it had physical ramifications because in the second chakra and the first chakra area, there's a stagnation of energy. So this person, and it feels like a woman, that you might be feeling some kind of, you know, pain there. It could be a menstrual pain, a cramping pain, a growth, anything like that. So we want to help pull that energy out. And although we're focusing in this particular moment with just one person, everybody can benefit in just keeping that area of your own body open for renewal, because we're working everybody at the same time too. Okay? So we're going to do this now. And this again, this is about opening the whole lower centers, and so that the Kundalini can finally start coming up. So instead of being worried all the time, perhaps, about security issues like money or home or your job or creating a job or getting a new car or making choices where to live, things like that. Let's just allow that those feelings and thoughts are coming to the surface now for just about everybody. And they're getting in the way of us feeling our hearts. So that's because these new energies are touching them, and the circumstances in the world are the gift of bringing this up for us so we can disengage from these old systems. So if we see it as a gift, yeah, that was beautiful. Somebody just went boom and just released a ton of structural stuff. That was beautiful. Yeah. So we're just going to continue with the energies. And I'm going to let my own energy shift a little because I'm working with this big group of guides and guidances and parts of my own soul and parts of all of your higher selves. And so we're revamping my energy just a little bit. Okay. So that was great because now we are just simply touching some nodal points in your metaphysical grids in your body. And what we mean by grids, again, are those literal structures of light, of consciousness, of mind, that hold things in a certain way so that we are who we are. It's even like a spoon. A spoon has its own structures to hold it, to maintain it as a spoon. And yet, as I've discovered, if you go into the point of consciousness with the spoon and ask it if it's willing to change its shape to please soften. And in that moment, I did that with a spoon and others since, I was able to literally twist that spoon physically. And this is what you are able to do with you. Again, this is your universal energy working you. Isn't that beautiful? Because you know what you need. The higher beingness of you knows exactly what you need. And I get the privilege of being able to join with that and do a little magic, shall we say, good magic, a little reformulating with you by just touching it with consciousness and encouraging it if it would like something even better. Yeah, beautiful. So these grids have these juncture points, and they're called nodes. And we're touching these nodes right now, again, with light and consciousness, with these beautiful beings. The Hathors are here. They're beautiful, beautiful, very magical beings. They're lovely. They're totally based in oneness and love and kindness and respect. So they're here to help. They're beautiful. This is actually, I'm seeing it helping somebody's Merkaba to spin now. This is beautiful. It just reawakened this person's Merkaba field. So you see, we're not doing a particular initiation here, but we're touching different aspects that are being called forward during this time together so that you can benefit. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's actually, this is some preparatory work for anything you might do after tonight. Whether you decide that you want to or know that you are to attend this particular mastery program. Yes. But it's to help upgrade all your systems, get you ready. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. Good. Good. And now we're going to also clear some of the spine and the spinal circuits. Somebody has some energies at the back of their heart that are showing them to us. And so that tells me that this person is wanting them to have some light so that it can move there. That was beautiful. It was that quick. Good job. I love that. That's so beautiful. Good. Good. Beautiful. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. And now we're just sitting and just keep letting different little adjustments happen with you. Every person is being addressed right now to upgrade these auric structures and these grids. It's very beautiful. 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 Good. Now we want to help you create an interface with Earth, with Gaia, with this electromagnetic planet. It looks like everybody on this webinar or call could use some extra help to gather forces for your forward momentum in your life by having a new grounding interface with the Earth. What's happened is this. Earth has changed, and yet many people's grounding systems have not changed to keep up. So they're still operating with the old grounding interface and wondering why their life is not moving forward. Yeah? So we're going to help you reinstate your grounding, and this light work we've been doing with you ahead of this point right here is so that your system is able to do this grounding with the new Earth. So we're going to do some sound again with this. So if you'd like to just let go of any need to be grounded, any of your old grounding cords or systems, if you feel comfortable with that, just ground within your own being. Let yourself know your own being in your body, okay? And we're going to help reestablish you with heightened frequencies. We're going to do this by bringing in the heightened frequencies themselves and with our mind through mind-to-mind communication with the Earth and your soul and your beingness and your personality and your body, all these interfaces and your grid systems that have just opened a bit more. We're going to help you have a new relationship with this new evolved planet. Okay, so here goes.
So let this run just a little longer. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So the first frequencies, they were to inspire you to bring in frequencies. The last singing is the actual entities that help with the earth herself, balancing her. And so you receive the benefit there of them also balancing you. And you with the earth and your earth body. With the earth body. Good. And we're still streaming the energy. The higher frequencies are still coming down through your field. One of you, we can see it beautifully, just like as if you were standing in the middle of a waterfall and the light waterfall is coming all around your whole body. It's very, very beautiful. Good. And each of you are receiving this in your own way. Some of you are focusing more on receiving it and this connection in clearing your lower chakra system and the lower part of your body so that some of your fear and even trembling, we would call it, that trembling fear of what's going to happen next is totally relaxing. It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So just keep bringing in the light. Oh. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And we're going to do one more thing here for everybody. And this is going to be a bump up again. And I don't know what that means yet, but it has to do with bumping up your overall frequency matrix. So we're going to discover this together, how this wants to happen. And it's going to look differently with each of you, but it's basically raising the light from your lower centers, and you don't even have to focus there. The process is doing it all for you. That's what I love about this work, is that I'm the only one that's kind of working here. You get to just relax and receive and to enjoy, okay? Unless there's a particular thing you notice that you are called to do, but you don't need to work at anything that might actually get in the way, okay? So just allow the light of your whole auric field. Just imagine your whole auric field now and how beautiful it is. And imagine this beautiful cylinder of light, like a piece of the mineral selenite, if you know what that looks like. It looks similar to a white quartz in a way, but it is it's tremendously balancing and creates a beautiful channel within the body. So imagine this vertical shaft of light through your body and your whole auric field. And we're just going to bring in more sound that I'm not going to be making with my voice, but it's coming in for each of you. All I have to do is say yes to this energy, and it comes in. And let your whole auric field get a nice boost, a beautiful boost. Extra light, just the perfect amount. There's no need to try to pull in more. Your body knows exactly what to take in. Your mind, your real mind, your naked mind knows, your natural mind knows exactly what to do. There you go. There, now everybody's getting it beautifully. There we go. See, this is what grace is about. This is how our lives can be, just graceful. We don't have to work so much. We don't have to worry so much. The more and more our frequencies and our structures get upgraded, the easier our lives can be. Yeah. Good, so just keep breathing in this light, and I'm probably going to be quiet for a little bit here. Wow, now it's streaming. You might be feeling a lot of light moving through your feet, especially if they're flat on the floor, or through the seat of your torso, your body, your abdomen. Your first chakra area might be just streaming light. And we want to give this a little time so that your body really knows, really gets this. So can remember it and build upon this, so that this is retained in your body being. Now I'm going to bring in a lot more light for anybody who would ever hear this recording of this call. And again, the Elohim masters seem to really love to be a big part of this, as Hilarion, a beautiful master being, a group of beings together known as Hilarion, love to be part of this. They know so much about the science and the metaphysics of how to heal, how to use sound, how to bring love and kindness forward. There we go. Beautiful. And now as a last thing for you to consider, just gently ask if there's anything within your being that you would like healing for right now. Just gently bring it to mind. And offer that up. to these beautiful light beings and the beautiful life and the beautiful life force that you yourself are already, and that which you envision yourself becoming, your highest beingness. And let this just really move through your system now. Wow, boy, did that just get more powerful. Wow, like 4 times as much. Beautiful. Keep this energy running. And I'll continue to help it until I feel it complete. Again, your own being knows how long. And your mind does not have to know anything here. Yay. I can relax. There, good. Wow, we just transmuted a lot of karma. A lot of karma. That was excellent. That was amazing. Wow. And I'm going to do one last prayer for this part of our call here. Just saying, this and anything even better, anything we haven't thought to think, any obstacles that have felt in our way, that they be dismantled now as much as possible. And then letting our future healed life come forward into our bodies now. Let us own our shifts. Let us own our beauties. Whoa. Perhaps you're feeling a fullness. Oh. Good. And then you might want to just check and see if there's any part of your field that you haven't touched. And see if you can see or notice, feel, sensate the edge of your aura now. Perhaps it's about a zillion miles big. Maybe it's 2 feet big. Wherever it is, now just ask it to come to a good resting place for you so you can sense and feel the edge of your own personal auric field, which has all these beautiful feelers and chakras going out into the universe all the time, all sorts of kinds of lines of force, and beautiful things, but there's this certain kind of skin around it, a membrane, perhaps. And just see if you, there you go, okay, it feels like everybody's pretty much got it. One person's still pretty diffuse. Yeah, and if you want to stay in that diffuse place, that's totally fine. But for everyone who wants to, please come back in a little more and get used to your personality again, your physical form, where you are in your room. Imagine everybody's in a room and not outside, although if you live someplace warm, hey, it sounds nice to me. Good. And then maybe feeling, if you're lying down, your back on whatever you're lying on, or your seat, you might want to just wiggle a little bit or squeeze your muscles a little, or your feet, move your feet a little bit. And come back into a personality availability state again. Although you're still in that heightened energies, and just see how you can have both. Isn't that great? And our capacity to be our personality while being in higher consciousness, or in a more inclusive consciousness, a more oneness consciousness, the better, most likely, we will feel. Yeah, good. There we go. Everybody's back, it feels like. Good. And just touch in with your heart, your belly. Beautiful. And let's thank all those guides that were here. They were just magnificent, as always. They're so beautiful. Good. And now let's thank each other and ourselves for being here for this portion of the webinar. Good. And then slowly, we're going to come into a more conversational mode for anybody who wishes to type in a question. If you're on the webinar, any kind of question of what just happened, any personal question in regards to initiation or anything we spoke of, anything about the program. And for the people who have called in on a telephone, all you have to do to let me know that you'd like to speak is press star two on your phone keypad, and it will do a magic little thing on my panel here, and I'll be able to see you doing that. Okay? So take your time, and if anybody wants to do that, that's great. And if not, that's fine too. Often people like to just stay in the energy after something like this. I am going to leave this recording up on this page so you can come back to it. And I'll keep that up for a while, so you can come back, you can receive the energies again. Yeah. And I noticed, it's interesting for me all the time when I lead things like this, because I am there and yet I'm a conglomerate of beings, because I'm a conscious channel and I'm aware of all of you, of myself and the guidance teams that are around me, and also of all these different levels of which we're working with you. So the personality level, physical body level, the karmic levels, the grid system levels, the placement and the planet levels, all sorts of things. And I'm loving what happened tonight with you all, because it was a very nice and gentle introduction, and yet still there were beautiful healings and upgrades happening for your systems. Yes, beautiful. And it's nice there's a recording so that you can always just go back and listen again. Okay, nobody's written yet, and it doesn't look like anyway, as long as everything's working well. And I haven't seen anybody raise their hand who has called. What I'm going to do, just in case, is I'm going to switch conference modes here. I think I won't lose anybody this way, into a question and answer. And this way, all you have to do to talk is press star seven, and these are for the people who called on the telephone. Okay? So here I'm doing this right now, and let's see if this will change. Yeah, you're still listed as muted on my beautiful dashboard here. But if you wish to talk, please press *7 and you should be able to. Energy's nice, huh? Some of you are very bright. It's lovely. You're all beautiful. We're all beautiful. We're all the same, you know. We're all the same substance. It's just we happen to look like what we do, and that's the beauty of the ego. I do love the ego. I love individual personalities because otherwise it would be boring. I mean, we're supposed to have egos. It's just some parts of the egos aren't so fun to be with, yeah, within ourselves. That's another thing that I love about these initiations is that people find themselves really loving themselves more and more because you actually become love more and more. And you've always been that, but the other holdings on, they don't have any fuel anymore. They're gone. And so we just love to start loving, yes? And being love. Okay, so we have somebody who is looks like they wish to speak. So, Denny, do you want to press *7?
I did already.
Oh, you did. That's how that worked. Beautiful.
I was hesitant because it's a very personal question. I've just been sitting here with wet eyes and tears running. And it's an experience I've had before. And I wondered what it is that I'm sad about and I'm letting go of. I'm quite sure it's way below my level of consciousness.
Well, you know what?
Never deserve to tell.
Oh, this is a beautiful question, and I'm so glad that you asked, because really what it feels like is that it is it's tears of joy, in a way. It feels like sadness, too. So it might be like you're letting go of sadness that you've held on to, but it also feels very coupled with the, you know, when we cry from the poignancy of when our heart opens and when we know ourselves more, it's just, you know, or like when we literally feel our guides touching us, or when we see beauty, it's that kind of poignancy. Does that feel like that could be true with you in this instance?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Well, does it feel soft? Like, does your heart feel soft with it?
Yes, I feel more present, and I'm seeing things more clearly here in the room. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yes. See, when that's a sign that it's that, oh my God, I'm coming home to myself feeling. Like if it's a sadness where it's just you know, really stronger, or like there is a feeling under it, like you can sense like there's a constriction in the throat, or there's a memory will flash through your brain, then you're releasing something. But this feels like the unmitigated tenderness of being, which is where we finally let go, we relax, and we surrender into love. That is totally beautiful. This is magnificent. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is it. This is what we hope for, yes? Yes. It's beautiful. Mm. Yes. And Denny, would you like to say anything else, or should I see if I can mute you back?
I think that finishes it for me right now. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes, that was just a perfect question. That was so beautiful. Okay, so, and let's just acknowledge that before I turn to somebody's question here, that this is what we're really after, this tenderness. And in the tenderness comes a power where we become one with creationary power. And what I mean by that, it is the power of the heart. It's the power of love. And it's also the power of knowing oneself as oneness. And this oneness in and of itself is the power. And that power is directing our life. So as we relax and allow ourselves to have these upgrades and these initiations and these clearings, each one promotes more growth into the beauty of this understanding of living unequivocally and spontaneously in joy with that oneness and that tenderness. And we can still be totally powerless. I mean, powerless to this oneness in a way, but we are totally powerful. We are not powerless anymore to that which has been binding us up. You see? And then we literally, with some of the initiations that I give in this whole program, like the Kundalini activation and such, and the DNA of origin, that increases the availability of this power literally in the Shakti circuits, the Shakti meaning the life force energy that you have to run your life from. And it's very inspirational, extraordinarily. And then in the ones that are coming, like Sacred Womb and the Inner Grail and initiations such as those that will be coming in the later modules, those will really give you the authority and the amplification of your literal chi that you have to create things in your life, anything that you wish. Okay, so that wanted to be spoken first. And now we're going to go to, somebody has written in a question. And this person says, thank you. When you spoke of a growth, I have a large uterine fibroid that I see leaving my body. Wow, I didn't even read the whole thing. I just saw uterine fibroid. That's it. That was it, dear. Yep, there was a growth, and that is what we were seeing. It looked like, I didn't in that moment know if it was a uterine or a ovarian fibroid, but I did see that. And so this is wonderful. This person is seeing it leaving her body right now. And it will be really interesting to see in a little while if it actually literally disappears. So this is another beautiful, it's amazing, beautiful uh, verification of the potency of this work and what we can do. I work with people's physical bodies a lot, and I've seen tumors disappear instantaneously that the x-ray showed gone within 2 days after when a person went back. I've seen physical healing of so many things, concussions and diseases and injuries and all sorts of things by attending with consciousness to that area of the body and the body-mind very simply by saying, here's some heightened light, here's some heightened love. Would you like to change? Would you like to have a different form? Would you like to have a different shape? And this also works with all kinds of healing, emotional healing, phobias, relationship issues, financial issues, sexual issues, all kinds of things. I've been doing this work 30 years. And the reason I can do it is that my gifts were awakened. I received a lot of initiations from teachers, from power places, from just my own inner mysteries that got awakened, from one of the initiations here, the divine template that will be offered later, which I received in the Temple of Luxor, which I can give people. And I've been giving that to people over these years, and it really reshapes your whole energetic grid. I cannot say enough good things about these initiations, etc., and the potential possibility and veracity of the far-reaching effects that they have for people, as beautiful callers are now sharing their experiences. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Yes, so beautiful. One of the wonderful things I love is being clairvoyant and being clairsentient. Clairsentient meaning I just know things. And these things, and clairaudient, I can hear sounds of crystals even. The sensitivity of my body, I had to get a little used to, and I didn't really have a teacher to help me with that because I was so extraordinarily sensitive and my nervous system was so, I'm so open and developed. I have a lot of extra neurons, a lot of extra consciousness channels, shall we say, developed, and I developed those over many years with the help of many people. And this is why, you know, some of my growth was not the easiest because I didn't have the teachers to talk with or work with so individually or in very small groups to ask the questions and such. And so I'm delighted to be able to support and help people along on this kind of journey because it's a journey that's meant for certain kinds of people who feel called and who feel ready and who feel like I'm a good person to help them for this, you know, in this particular format. And that's why for this program, these mastery programs, and my training programs, I need to talk with everybody and approve everybody to come because I want it to be graceful for everybody who comes. And I need to know that each person's very committed to their path and have the wherewithal energetically to hold the initiations well and the frequencies well. Even if it is their own energies coming forward, I still want to check everybody's system first. Yeah. Does anybody have any other questions about the program here before we kind of wrap this up, literally wrap it up with a nice cocoon of light around everybody to enjoy later. Yeah, and again, if you're a caller and you wish to speak, just *7. And if you're on the webinar, please just type in a comment. Now, you don't have to put your email or anything. You can just submit it. That's fine. Yeah. So it looks like nobody else has any questions or comments. And I'm so grateful to be here in this way for you. It's really, really beautiful. Yes, and somebody just wrote, thank you so much. She's looking forward to coming back to the recording. Bless you. Love and light to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your appreciation and your getting the value of this kind of work and this energy, and it's beautiful for me. Yeah. We'll give one more minute here just for everybody now if you want to just recognize that now you are your own person again, coming into just yourself. And starting to disengage from the group energies. Beautiful, beautiful. I just felt everybody get their own grounding back. And I'd like to say, if any of you knows of anybody you feel would like to hear this recording, please pass it along. It would be nice if I knew who got the recording, but at this point it's fine to just pass it along. It'd be great. And for those people who don't know who's speaking here, if they're listening to the recording, my name is Christine Hodel, H-O-D-I-L, and I am with sourcehealing.org, S-O-U-R-C-E, healing.org. And my number is 1-800-325-0264, 800-325-0264. So thank you again, everybody on the call and the webinar. I'm so grateful, and don't hesitate to contact me for more info, and I'm hoping you're feeling drawn to joining us for this beautiful module of the Embodied Mastery Program's Evolutionary Initiations 1. Again, I've just seen it help so many people, and I want to make it available to as many people as possible. So that about says it. Again, we give thanks to all the beings. Namaste and aloha. Bye for now.